This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Demonstrators are demanding that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy end a series of recent changes. They say DeJoy, who is an ally of President Trump, is trying to sabotage the mail system ahead of the upcoming election.
It's hard to ignore all these anecdotal reports. Slow mail in Montana, removed mailboxes in Oregon. The president needs to sort of back off on his rhetoric.
But you remember this. When you control the mail, you control information.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now, I have encouraged everybody, speed up the mail, not slow the mail.
The mail never stops. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you've got to get it out. And the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in.
And I also want to have a post office that runs without losing billions and billions of dollars a year.
Amazon, they come and they drop all their mail into a post office and they say, here, you deliver it, you stupid people, you deliver it. And I said, raise the price. This guy's supposed to be so wealthy, so raise the price. Let him pay for it.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Crime is an issue in New York City. True. The genesis of the crime, the Trump economy, Trump not providing COVID relief, Trump's response to the George Floyd murder, Trump, there are good people on both sides, Ku Klux Klan. I think Trump has some liability for the increase in the crime. Trump.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Joe is shot. Let's face it. Joe is shot. Now, maybe people are going to feel sorry for him and maybe he wouldn't. But if Joe makes it through the debate, if he can make it off the stage and walk back unassisted, they will say it was the single greatest debate performance in history. You know that, and so do I.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
It's so exciting tonight. The start of the Democrat convention. What more could you want on your local or national TV show channel? Wow.
I'd rather watch a Ron Papil infomercial.
I think tonight I'm going to take in a couple of Highway Patrols starring Broderick Crawford. I think it's that kind of night. Maybe read a little Earl Stanley Gardner, the DA series, because I've read all the Perry Masons. But yeah, and then of course I will want to catch AOC's 1 minute and also the 8 minutes of Bernie to see how many times he says working class. All right, time now for the chump line.
Hello. Thank you for calling the National Progressive Pen Pal Program. To correspond with a death row prison inmate, press 1. If you're currently incarcerated, press 2. To buy an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez commemorative stamp booklet, press 3.
You think AOC knows how much a stamp costs? No. No way. Could she come within $2 of how much a stamp costs? Doubtful. Doubtful. Does she know the difference between parcel post, first class, and junk mail? Absolutely no bleeping way.
A virtual convention for a virtual candidate.
Are they going to have cutaways? You know, sometimes in these conventions, during the opening nights, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they will have cutaways, or they'll show the candidate visiting somewhere. You know, they never show John F. Kennedy shacking up with ladies of the evening like he did in L.A. in 1960. But you know what I mean. I don't think we're going to see too much of that. Maybe the waiter bringing in a Joe's tapioca pudding this evening while he watches Bernie.
I hear Martin Scorsese is going to direct Biden's segment, and they're going to do the de-aging process like they did in the Irishman. But but it's still going to be an 80-year-old guy.
I know. The thing is, what are you going to do? He still has to talk. It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's still going to have to read from a teleprompter, from some notes. Not possible. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and most of all, patriotic speeches. All the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside speeches on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. Yeah, that's what Trump was talking about today. This will truly be an historic election.
I think you need some Super Beats, Howie.
I was up late last night.
Hey, Howie, if there is anything worse than COVID-19, it would be Biden 20.
Yeah. The only good thing about Biden 20, and it's not even worth, it's, I shouldn't describe it as good. It at least would get, it will get rid of COVID-19. I think when Biden loses, they'll just double down even worse on COVID-19.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I oppose all male voting. We need a constitutional amendment to allow for female voting too. I mean it.
Well, that's good. That's an upgrade in the Joe Biden cuts. Now we have the birds behind him, just like real Joe Biden. Good work, Chump Line caller.
So now Joe Biden is Joey B. Does that stand for Joey Basement?
Joey B and Cardi B. And again, take a look at that. You don't have to watch the whole 16 minutes. Just watch the first three or four jump cuts and tell me how bad Joe Biden must have been for them to be editing the tape in that fashion.
Hey, Howie, Joe Biden said he had four good kids. What the heck, which ones are those?
Hey, they all made a lot of money, even Bo died early and he didn't make as much as Hunter did, and he didn't get into as much trouble as Hunter did.
The Dems know they can't win an election unless they engage in some sort of deception. If they get away with this foul play, we will all suffer from a liberal infection.
Amen. Amen. And it may not, and it will not be treatable with penicillin.
So, all right, they moved the mailboxes from 50 states, but at least you'll be able to find a mailbox in those seven others they didn't touch.
Speaking of Barack Obama, did you see that Politico quoted him as saying that Joe Biden could basically bleep up anything, and that Joe Biden was more than capable of bleeping up this election? I think Obama, despite not being the sharpest knife in the drawer himself, was pretty observant when it came to watching his vice president for 8 years, and he knows if Hillary Clinton and John Kerry and Mike Dukakis and Al Gore could bleep up, it's definitely possible, if not probable, that Joe Biden is going to screw up before it's all over.
How about someone rest at Congresswoman Presley's house?
Yeah. If you didn't hear it, Congresswoman Presley was on MSNBC over the weekend, and she said, we need some more unrest. Really? Some more unrest? Thank you. I think it was Jerry Callahan said today that she's the Ringo of the squad. You know, the fourth member of the squad, like Ringo was the fourth member of the Beatles, and she's trying to keep up with John, Paul, and George.
Wasn't Ringo the fifth member of the Beatles?
Well, if you want to say he was the replacement drummer. So yeah, he could kind of consider him the fifth member of the Beatles, or even the sixth member if you want to say Brian Epstein, the manager, was another member of the Beatles, which some people say.
She's like the fourth in the Three Amigos.
That's true. That's right.
Breaking news, they've just reopened drive-in theaters in the Chicago area, which means we now have a use for the mayor's forehead.
Ugh, stop it. It was another bad weekend in Chicago. Five shot to death. Four shot to death in Philadelphia. New York was the tops this weekend, though. I think they had 8 or 9 people shot to death over the weekend.
I think a pen pal exchange is a great idea. And the first postcard I send is going to say, "What's your email?"
How did AOC find out about pen pals? I wouldn't have bet any amount of money that she would know what a pen pal was. Trump is back on now. He's talking. he's in a different state, but he's wearing the same tie, and he looks like he's still pretty excited. I don't see the teleprompters right now, but that could just be because it's a tight shot. Want to take a moment of it?
People that are seriously radical left. Joe Biden is nothing but their puppet. He has no clue what's happening.
This is an even better crowd than Minnesota.
Who wants to listen to Michelle Obama do a tape speech? No, you got to have her get up there. But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday.
Okay, well, we'll take some more after the break.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. Chump line number 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line and leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more, go to Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast. We post it every night after the show around 7 o'clock. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, loving the Democrat National Convention and all the uplifting, positive, and patriotic speeches. All the well-rehearsed one-liners, and perhaps for the first time since FDR gave his fireside speeches on television, the first pre-recorded acceptance speech. And you just heard President Trump talking about Michelle Obama's. I guess they'll all be recorded tonight, pre-recorded. This will truly be an historic election.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I oppose all male voting. We need a constitutional amendment to allow for female voting, too. I mean it.
I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Trump's really dialing it up in Oshkosh. He said, called him Sleepy Joe Biden, of course. And then he said, and his boss, Kamala Harris, and his other boss, Nancy Pelosi, and his ruler, Bernie Sanders. He was talking about how Sleepy Joe is going to pre-tape his acceptance speech again. It is kind of absurd to think of an acceptance speech at a national convention or a state convention, a municipal convention, being tape recorded. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beats. I just had another one right now, a Super Beats soft chew. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many times will Bernie Sanders make reference to the working class during his 8-minute speech at the DNC? Under 5 times, 5 to 10 times, or over 10 times?
5 to 10 times.
67% say over 10 times. 29% say between 5 and 10.
it's always been my experience, and Bernie just confirms it, that the more times you mention working class or working men and women or working anybody, the less experience you've actually had working for a living. And Bernie proves it. I mean, he's 80 years old almost, and I don't think he's ever had a real job. And he's doing pretty well. He has three houses. He has millions of dollars in the bank. He has a big government pension as a lifer in Congress. Amounts to a lifer. All right. 844-500-4242. Let's listen to a little bit more of Donald Trump.
Because, you know, that's why this isn't a rally. This is, again, friendly protest. We're not allowed to do rallies, right? Because of rules and regulations, which we want to adhere to. But from the plane to an oil well, from the plane to getting law enforcement, all of the sheriffs in Florida gave us their full endorsement. Right? And in Ohio, we went to a plant, Whirlpool. They were out of business. They were going out of business, and now they're a thriving company because they were dumping washing machines and dryers into our country, and I stopped it. And I said, you want to do that? We're putting a massive tariff. And all of a sudden, Whirlpool and thousands of people, they work in Ohio and other places, it became a really terrific company again. And we went there. But if you look at the kind of enthusiasm we have never had the enthusiasm that we have right now. And that includes 2016. And I hate to say it, and I don't want to be rude because I would never be rude, but let me just tell you, Joe Biden has no enthusiasm. No enthusiasm. And you don't win without enthusiasm. Like, people aren't saying we got to get him in. The only reason they want him in is they want to stop our great agenda. That's the only reason. That's the only thing he has going. And nobody wins when you're not on the side of enthusiasm. So we have more than we ever had in 2016. And in 2016, nobody has ever seen a campaign with that kind of enthusiasm. And we have much more now. But the socialists will not stop until they've ransacked America and laid waste to our cities. Your eyes don't lie. Look at Portland. It's been turned into a war zone, and we want to go in and solve it. We saved the courthouse. You believe it? We had to send in Homeland Security, they were great. They easily saved it after it was pounded. Portland was supposed to be watching it, but they weren't. So we sent them in. And we will send in the National Guard, just like we did in Minnesota. You saw what happened there, Minneapolis. The National Guard went in. Within 15 minutes, the whole thing was over. They should have called them in a week earlier. My beautiful, beautiful Fifth Avenue in New York has been looted and pillaged. It was allowed to happen by an incompetent mayor that doesn't have a clue. Look at what's happened to our diamond. New York was a diamond for the country. Look how far it's gone down. In Chicago, the mayor literally raised up the drawbridges to prevent hordes of rioters from ransacking the city. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 17 officers were injured in Chicago. They had a week, a little while ago, during a weekend spree where 78 people were shot and 18 died. That's worse than Afghanistan, which we're getting out of. That's worse than Iraq, which we're almost out of. That's worse than Syria, which we're out of, except we kept the oil, but that's okay. We don't have to talk about that.
He's on fire.
But this is the future that Joe Biden plans to bring to every city, town, and suburb.
We'll be right back with Hate Mail Monday. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I wonder how many days it's going to take Joe Biden to record his acceptance speech. It's going to take a while.
I'd hate to be the continuity director on that set.
Jill Biden and Kamala are going to need a lot of cutaways to cover up the jump cuts that Cardi B didn't bother covering up today in her interview.
On the plus side, though, a lot of times when you're recording something, a giveaway is the sun. And because he's in the basement, the lighting's not going to be an issue. It's not like they're going to be able to say, oh, we got to film this. You know how they always say that? The sun's going down. The sun's going down. In this case, he's like a vampire.
The sun went down a long time ago.
The sun went down on Joe Biden a long time ago.
Day for night. They're shooting day for night or night for day, whatever it is. All right. It's Monday afternoon. That means it's time for Hate Mail Monday.
Let the hate flow through you.
Tons of hate today, despite the fact that, once again, you have not tweeted any photos of yourself this weekend.
I forgot. I was at the Market Basket, though, yesterday, and I was wearing my new mask. I have a new mask.
That would have been a great photo op.
I know.
You're a public figure, Howie. I can't send TMZ out to capture these photos.
Norfolk County Sheriff's Department, 2020.
That was your mask?
Yeah, and it's navy blue.
I think I'm just going to have to start taking photos in the office and tweeting them out.
Okay.
Maybe of your nachos tomorrow. Can you make nachos tomorrow?
I'll make nachos.
Perfect.
Tomorrow.
Okay, guys, but I do have a lot of hate despite that. And Hate Mail Monday, as always, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We love Piantedosi bread. You should check them out. They sponsor this segment, which is a fan favorite. Okay, let's start, Howie, with your latest column on Charlie Baker's panic porn coronavirus data.
Yes.
There's a lot at stake here.
There's a lot at stake here. This is what one person wrote back on the message boards. Howie Carr and the mouth breathers that listen to him are a joke.
Mouth breathers?
To be fair, you did have one mouth breather, but he has since passed.
Who was that?
Gunnar.
Oh, how dare you? Gunnar didn't come here to be made sport
of. How dare you?
I don't know if Gunnar listened to the show that much either.
Too soon, Grace. Too soon.
Scientifically illiterate trash need to stay in their lanes.
Scientifically illiterate? Was there any misuse of the data or the metrics?
This is the part I find interesting, though. A lot of times when they make their arguments, they get very snobby and elitist. So this person wrote, scientifically illiterate trash need to stay in their lanes.
Trash.
Digging ditches, manual labor, or whatever it is they do.
What is this? What do you think this guy does?
Probably writes a blog.
I'm gonna guess.
His hands have no calluses.
Did someone say SSI?
His hands have never touched a shovel, I'm sure. Another person, so
his nickname is not Callus.
No. I wrote a column, and when I write things, a lot of times people have to figure out how can we really attack this girl, and the way they figure that out is they find out I work for Howie Carr. So this person wrote, just looked up the author. She's an executive producer for Howie Carr, a blatantly right-wing extremist columnist. What are the bleeding odds?
Do they ever describe anyone as blatantly left-wing?
I know. I didn't know I was an extremist.
Just because you talked about AOC.
Yeah, which I thought I did in a pretty moderate way. I kind of saw both sides of this coin. If you guys want to check that out, it's at HowieKarsher.com. We also have some...
207 wants me to wear not only a mask, but also my Madras pants.
Okay, I think we need to have you in your Madras shorts. The mask on.
Madras short pants.
The Madras short pants, mask on, and the nachos. I wish you could smell through Twitter. That would really generate some hate for us, but unfortunately, they haven't developed
Well, do you
that
want
yet.
Me to wear the mask tomorrow for a picture, or should I save it for the weekend?
No, bring it on in.
If he's making nachos, I'm wearing my mask too.
Yes, and that will be part of the picture as well. This is going to be beautiful. I feel like one of those TMZ guys. Like, I get the call from a celebrity and I set up the photo shoot. Okay, so now we have some hate mail voicemails. We'll get back to the comments in a second. Let's start off strong. Let's start with Granny. This is cut 17.
You make fun of the way Biden speaks. Yosemite instead of Yosemite. That's your guy, your brainless whore in the White House. That's how he pronounces Yosemite. Yosemite. How come you didn't play that on your radio station? Oh, you're embarrassed.
I didn't play it because I'm in mourning for the 150 million Americans who've been killed with guns since 2007 and the 120 million that are dead in the panic of 2020. But I'm looking forward to getting those 720 million women back into the workforce of the United States.
I just hope one of them doesn't come to take my job. So many. It's a lot of competition. Howie, so Joe Biden and Donald Trump are not the only people who get criticized for their pronunciation of things. Sometimes you are accused of putting the emphasis on the wrong syllables, and we are going to play Cut 19.
Howie, it's not Trini Lopez. It's pronounced Trini Lopez. Like, it's not chocolate. It's chocolate. Or Sunday. It's Sunday. Come on.
Trini always told me, hey, gringo, call me Trini. That's what he used to tell me.
See, the
when we were under the lemon tree.
The tough thing
lemon
is...
Lemon tree, very pretty. But the lemon... not so sweet.
Oh, God. The tough thing is your bad pronunciations have affected me because Taylor said I've started to say yesterday, which is something I picked up from you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, last week you did say yesterday.
Taylor has a weird one too, though. Do you want to know what it is?
What is it?
Maybe we can get some hate going for him.
What's that?
He says worry instead of worry. He says, don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
No, say it again.
Don't worry about it.
Yep. See, there we go. So if anyone gets inspired by that, feel free.
How do you say it?
Worry.
Worry.
You're doing it. You don't even realize. Okay, guys, let's play. Oh, some people think we need to grow up. We're too immature here at the Howie Carr Show. So let's play Cut 18.
Hello. I really am watching your program, and I think you Republicans really need to grow up. Thank you.
Why?
Don't worry about it. We're fine.
That's the first time anyone's told me to grow up in quite some time.
Really?
Yeah, I'm glad great granny told me.
I bet you got it a lot at school, though, when you're bothering everybody.
I did.
This person said, okay, so a couple of people on Twitter started talking about the Boston Herald and is it still in business and it's a rag and all these things. Very insulting to Howie and I, as we both write for the Boston Herald. And one person wrote, I saw one in a grocery store this week. So yes, their cover in response to the Kamala pick was a full color pick of Warren in a gloating Howie Carr column. Pathetic.
That's good. I think that really moved some product off the newsstands.
That sparked a whole nother conversation, which then went on to someone named Oliver writing, funny thing is, when I briefly lived in Boston, it was crazy how right-wing the talk radio there is. One of the most democratic cities in the country, and on the air, it's Howie Carr complaining about liberals.
Yeah, even in a bad year, the liberals don't get much more than like 65% of the vote. That leaves 35% of the audience to people like me and you, Grace.
Don't let me in with you. I'm a right-wing extremist columnist over here. Another person wrote, Howie Carr, this one you're really going to have to break down. There's a lot of layers to this tweet. Howie Carr is a one-note Johnny who sells a lot of high-end...
At least I'm not a one-trick pony.
Who sells a lot of high-end plumbing on AM radio.
High-end plumbing.
I don't think we have a plumbing sponsor, but we're always open to those kind of things.
Yes.
He is an outlet for every racist bleep who blames their lot in life on everyone else.
See, racist, as we now know, it has been for a while, is the synonym for racist is somebody who I disagree with.
Yeah. Someone I don't like, too.
Yeah.
Puritanical.
Somebody who doesn't live with his mom in the basement. Doesn't have.
Who doesn't adopt my lifestyle of living in the basement.
Doesn't have tattoos.
Puritanical and blatantly racist.
Am I puritanical? I've only mentioned Joe Biden, the story about Joe Biden stealing Jill Biden from her first husband once today, haven't I?
You mentioned the Cuomo one a lot too, the polo player.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was cuckolded. I think that's kind of funny that he would marry a Kennedy and then get cheated on and be surprised.
Right.
I mean,
spoiler alert. says,
what did he think was going to happen when he married a Kennedy?
He thought he was going to change the pattern. He was going to be the one. It says puritanical and blatantly racist drive time red meat for the put upon. He represents a core of New England xenophobes.
A core of xenophobes. Wow. That guy must have gone to a community college for more than one semester.
As I told you before, Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. We have one more we can play. This is cut 21.
Yes, Holly, I'm taping the Joe Biden acceptance speech right now on CNN. God only hopes that it's a better sleeping pill than one of your books.
He's taping it? He sounds like he's become unstuck in time himself, much like Joe Biden.
There's a lot of things I don't need to waste my DVR on, but Joe Biden is definitely one of them.
Or maybe he's the one that's actually taping Joe Biden making the speech.
That's possible. He could be doing an early draft of it this afternoon somewhere in the basement. I hope the birds are chirping in the background, though.
That's a giveaway for what time it is, the birds. They're going to have to silence the birds.
All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Allie.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. It's still not that easy to make an appointment with a physician, is it, to go into a doctor's office or a hospital or some kind of clinic? And you don't want to go to a pharmacy to pick up your prescription. I mean, again, the whole thing about the masks and the lines and all that. But with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of erectile dysfunction treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie, GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
President Trump is still speaking in Oshkosh, but Fox News pulled out shortly after he said this. We'll have it in a moment here.
Or do you want to quickly rebuild the strongest economy in the history of the world, which we did? We're going to have to do it again. We're going to have to do it again, and we're in the process of doing it. We built the greatest economy on earth, and now we're doing it again. You look at all the numbers. We're going to go over them. Do you want to defund and defame and dismantle the police? I don't think so. Coming back. We're coming back, and our numbers are better than almost all countries. I will tell you that. Despite what you hear, look at all of them up there. Scott, look at all of that fake news. It's unbelievable.
Scott Walker.
Unfortunately, Fox has become fake news, too. I don't know what happens to these people, right? Do you agree? At least the other side, you know where they're coming from.
So, I don't know how quickly they pulled out after that, but He's friend. Obviously he loves Fox and Friends. He loves Tucker and Sean and Lara. He was talking about Lara today on on Fox and Friends, but some of the rest of them, not so much, obviously. 844-500-4242. Let's play. John Kasich is going to be speaking tonight. And, you know, he, I guess, speaking of pepperonis, which we were speaking of earlier, they must have brought a pepperoni pizza somewhere to get him to speak. But this is Kasich. He's going to wax eloquent and talk about his great love for Sleepy Joe tonight on videotape, I'm sure. But it was a different story back in 2012, cut 15.
But Joe Biden told me that he was a good golfer. And I played golf with Joe Biden. I can tell you that's not true, as well as all the other things that he says.
That sounds like a convention speech right there. Here's Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, and he's talking about the plan to have all mail-in ballots in New Jersey, the state that he used to run for two terms. And he's talking about the fact that last week they were opening up the Department of Motor Vehicles or the Registry of Motor Vehicles, whatever they call it, in the Garden State, and they had lines that you had to spend 5, 6, 7 hours in. Cut 7.
You know, the idea of using the pandemic as an excuse for this, in our home, my home state of New Jersey, we still have people waiting in line 6, 7, 8 hours at motor vehicle to get licenses and registrations and license plates. Our governor's permitting that, but somehow to stand in line to vote is much too dangerous. But standing in line at the motor vehicle is okay. It seems to me we have our priorities backwards in that regard, at least here in New Jersey and in other states that are trying to do the same thing.
He's totally on target. If only he'd been that on target when he recommended an FBI director to President Trump, what, 3 years ago now? Instead, he recommended Christopher Wray, and it hasn't turned out well, has it? Richard, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, my governor is worse than your governor. I've got Gavin Newsom.
I don't know. They're pretty much two peas in a pod, aren't they, with Murphy and Whitmer and Pritzker and Cuomo? There's a whole bunch of them that are hard to separate them out, isn't it?
Yeah, and word on the street is I hear is Kamala's going to call it a solid from Willie after they win the election to take out
Biden. No. Stop it, Richard. 844-500-4242. Did you see the thing Peggy Noonan wrote about Kamala Harris? It was one of these slobbering puff pieces in the Wall Street Journal. She belongs writing in the New York Times with all this stuff about how smart Kamala Harris is. Both of her parents were academics, and she went to Howard University, which is not, you know, the best academic institution in the world. And then she went to Hastings School of Law, which is not even like the third or fourth best law school in California. And then she flunked the bar exam. I mean, I don't think she's that great and that talented. And Peggy Noonan writes this column. It had to be like over 1,000 words. And she doesn't mention Willie Brown once. She doesn't mention anything about her opening days. She doesn't mention anything about the drug lab scandals that she tried to cover up. She's just giving her a big wet kiss. Peggy Noonan. She should know better than that. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.